Scribbler, and that Scribbler with L-E-R at the end is, well, I guess it's it's at the interface between art and technology. If you visit the site, it presents you with a blank canvas and encourages you to draw a line drawing on that canvas. If you've got a mouse, that might be a bit tricky, but if you're working on something like an interactive whiteboard or a pad device of some description, it'll probably be a little bit easier. When you've done, you click on the button and then Scribbler takes over. So having started off with a little bit of artwork, a bit of creativity, there's then a series of algorithms that could work on adding lines to your original line drawing. And it does that in some magical way and turns your drawing into something completely, well, not completely different. It uses your drawing as the template to work its magic. Take a look through the gallery and have a look at some of those that have already been produced. This isn't something that's going to revolutionise art teaching or ICT or whatever, but it's an interesting site to visit and have your students visit. And then there's lots of different things for them to experiment with. They can experiment with some of the settings. Then they can experiment with the starting point of the drawing that they provide and changing the drawing that they provide and the characteristics of it. What effect does that have on the way that Scribbler works and the final work that it produces? So there's perhaps some element of discussion or investigation around using Scribbler and how it does what it does. So maybe you use it as a creative tool and have your students generate some interesting imagery. Or maybe you use it as an investigative tool or a tool that you investigate or that your students investigate. So it's a piece of experimentation for them, a piece of research. How does this work? And making propositions and suggestions and hypotheses about what's going on behind this. So maybe then they would need to plan their investigation up front and decide, having tried it, what do they need to do to change it, to try to find evidence for their hypothesis. So approaching it in a scientific way. So registration required. It's not something that you're going to do all day, every day, but it's definitely something worth having a look at.